This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. On the heels of a 2-0 defeat, Atlanta United falls at Sports Illustrated Stadium to the New York Red Bulls. It was a tough match, and it was always going to be tough. And obviously, the history itself was going against you here, Maddie. No wins on the road this season. That's part one. No wins in the history for Atlanta United up north there at Sports Illustrated Stadium, formerly Red Bull Arena. That's part two. And then an early mistake. And that's what it really boils down to. You can't make a mistake. You do. You go down 1-0 in the third minute. And yeah, you had some swings and you had some moments, but it was really all down from there.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we talked about it in the pregame. You can't make mistakes against Red Bulls because it's going to cost you and they're going to make you pay for them. And that's exactly what happened. You know, it was a bad ball. It was a bad giveaway from Miguel Almiron that was able to come down and Harper was able to find it, and you make it 1-0. And then it was another mistake as well. The high press, what you're trying to do there, it just wasn't completely set, and that allowed a ball to come in over there, and then Red Bull are able to get 2-0, and then it's two mistakes. It's two mistakes that cost you, and I agree with Mike and Jason as well, as I don't think you played a bad game. I think Atlanta fought their way into it. I think the performance was there. I think you look at the scoreline, and I don't think what you see in the match shows it. But again, it's really defined by those two mistakes, and that can't happen.
Yeah, a couple things that you said. I don't think you played a bad game, but I also am going to give credit to the Red Bulls on that second goal. I think they beat your offsides line, and it was a nice goal. The first one was certainly a mistake that you absolutely gifted them, and it felt a little bit cheaper, if you want to use that term. I do. And that's what's frustrating for me here, Maddie, is just at times teams have not had to work hard enough to score against Atlanta United, and certainly that was the case on that opening goal from Cameron Harper, of course, unassisted after the turnover from Miguel Almiron in the third minute. Quick look at the numbers, a statistical recap brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Possession in favor of the Red Bulls, 54-46. Shots, 10-8 for Atlanta United. Shots on goal, 4-3 for the Red Bulls. An interesting climb back in terms of the XG. Red Bulls a 1.2 XG. Somehow Atlanta United down the line got 0.9. So not a huge disparity there. A couple of saves up close from Cornell late and a deflection and stuff like that kind of added to it. They didn't feel ultimately that dangerous in my mind, but the numbers were somewhat close there. So a tough break here for Atlanta United. And look, we're going to talk about this match specifically throughout the course of this next hour or 50 minutes, whatever it's going to be. But I do want to say this, and you're coming off of the two wins over the course of the last 6 days, and you're starting to look at the season turning around, and you're at the midway point, and it's the start of a 6-game road trip, and we all understand that. But I'll continue my statement after we hear from Ronnie Dalla.
Win enough challenges, I think. So that, what if that was fatigue, possible. But they also are tired. Sure, even that they changed more on the team than we did. But that was a thing before the game. Do you want to go with those who has done now and play together, or you want to change a lot? So we did the first, and maybe we can say afterwards that was not right. Should maybe change more because I think in the second half we are more dominant than them. We have some good chances there. We don't take them. But of course, the game is difficult when you get 2-0 down so early in the game. And they are, of course, controlling that. But I think the second half is more positive. But we have to go for it then. So we put a lot of people forward, but they didn't punish us the other way.
Did you get an explanation on the offside? Who was offside on the goal that got called back?
I think it was Derek in the beginning. So they have to. If we can't do it right on the bar, then we have to stop with everything. But so I haven't seen it again. But I just have to trust that that is right.
You said a few minutes ago about y'all were too deep, which is a problem you've had this season. You've mentioned that several times. Why is that? Why can't?
Because we're dropping too much in the defense, okay. And we are not pressing tough enough in up front either. Okay. But of course, when you are more fatigued, you drop deeper, and then you're taking half positions. But I want a much more aggressive team, and I think you've seen that now the last games when we are playing at home. But we are much more on their half, and we are much more aggressive. But we need that for the fullbacks has to go more harder in their fullbacks. We have to be tougher to go in their centre backs, so they get troubles. So, but the intensity is not good enough, and that's where we are right now. That's and I think we have cost us a lot these two games at home. When I see Bakkanen, I would maybe do different things from start of the game. We changed three in the break, and I think they come on and did a good job. But it's always a difficult thing. Should we go with those we have had now and had 6 points and get confidence and consistency? And we did that, but afterwards I can maybe go back and think that it's also when you lose the ball too much easy. That's also what's happening. Like on the first goals also, that's like an easy pass that we against Red Bull, you have to dare to play forward, and you have to be positioned higher up the pitch. So when they are attacking us, then we go in behind them. But we didn't manage to get the ball up there. In there was too many passes to get up there, and we used too many players. And then that was better in the second half. But then, as I said, then it's already 2-0.
It's another game without a goal for Lattilat, another game without a goal or an assist for Almiron. Might this break, assuming Almiron, I don't know if he's getting called up by Paraguay or not. Well, could this break do some good for Lattilat?
Yeah, it could do for everybody. You know, it's been a tough 3 months now. I think we had a good week. If I started the week and say we're going to take 6 points, I will be okay with that. But when you see it in the whole situation, we are not happy with that. I believe that we are on our way forward. Now we get a break for some get to rest a little bit, and others get the opportunity to go away and get another environment. And now it's just most important now when we come back again that we are coming together at once and we push forward again from where we are, because we are getting better, but we are still not at the level we need to be to get to the playoffs.
You know, Ronnie Dyla there after the 2-0 defeat to the New York Red Bulls. Before we address some of his comments, Maddie, I just wanted to finish the point I was set to make before we tossed it there. And he was talking about coming off of these two wins at home and embarking on this 6-game road trip and obviously starting in a place you've never won on the road. And I don't think you need to look at it in a micro environment. I think you can look at these 6 games together macro. Yeah, it's a bummer you didn't pick up some points on the road here today, but I think what is possible and what you need to accomplish is about these 6 games in its entirety, not just today. You didn't need 3 points today. Would have been nice to get 9 out of 9. No one's arguing against that. But if you could still find a way to pick up some road wins or a draw or two here and there over the course of what's now 5 more road games, I think you can still be positioned to do what you need to do in the last 10 or 11 matches of the season. So I'm not going to come down on the team too hard about the season was there and now it's lost. None of that stuff. You do need to find some points on the road. It didn't all have to come tonight. So that's one thing. Now I want to go to what Ronnie Dyla said here. And look, we are playing Captain Hindsight. We are playing Monday morning quarterback. There's no denying that. The decision to essentially run back the starting rotation with the exception of one change, Pedro Amador in for Ronald Hernandez. Maybe it got you tired legs. Maybe you were chasing the game a little too much because the energy wasn't there. Again, easy to look back and say, was that the right decision? Pre-game, I said I was in favor of it. I liked it. I liked what this unit had put together on tape. Maybe now you look back, though, and it could have cost you. The mistake early on is the mistake, and that's not about tired legs. But it was also like 25 minutes, 30 minutes into this game where you're like, man, there's some real problems here.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think at the very beginning, too, I looked to you and I said, I don't mind that. I don't mind going back and running it back the same way, except you put in Pedro Amador instead for Ronald Hernandez. It's what you did against Cincinnati as well. I don't mind it. I didn't mind it at all, and you know, it's something Ronnie Dialis said this week in media. It's that fine line of balancing consistency and fitness and how you find that balance. And it's one of those things where you're kind of like weighing a little scale. Like, okay, do I go with consistency? Do I get the group of guys that have been together for the last couple of games and have done really good things on the field? Or do I balance the fitness level? Do I bring in some new guys to help keep things fresh, keep things going, bring some energy? Unfortunately, I didn't think you saw it. I think, obviously, again, like you said, the first goal, it's what Ronnie Dialis said. It's losing the ball too easily, especially up against Red Bulls. You need to be higher up the pitch. You need to keep the ball going forward, especially when they're playing so aggressively and so high. That's what led to the first goal. It's one of those things. But I agree. You saw a couple minutes, 40 minutes in, 30, 25, you saw some of those tired legs. And then I think the changes, Ronnie Dialis completely correct. We made the changes at halftime, and you saw a little bit different. They were fighting back into this one. They were creating more opportunities. It was a little bit more fresh in those moments. So, listen, it happens. It's the whole part of coaching and a whole part of this chess game that is soccer. It's trying to figure out these double match weeks, these triple match weeks, and how you balance it out.
I think you came into the game running on vibes. And obviously that turnover in the third minute that leads to a goal kills all the vibe, right? And I think from that point, that's when you see just this huge drop. The adrenaline, the energy, stuff like that.
But I don't think that even when the goal went in, I didn't see a, like before. Like, I think in the games before, I think if you're looking at the matches up against Philly and Orlando when it was a 3-0 loss, like, we saw a little bit of a, oh, here we go again.
No, you certainly weren't lifeless.
No,
I agree.
You
definitely weren't lifeless.
You saw the fight back into it. And I think that's what is important to look at here. You saw the fight into it. But I do agree. You did see a little bit of the tired legs in those moments. But that's just because it's a triple match week. It's so much just trying to figure out the balance.
And not only that, you're coming off the Sunday night soccer,
absolutely,
which is another day shorter and all that. Speaking of a little bit of fight in the club, we do have to hand out man of the match before we head to our first break, Maddie. So who did we go with tonight?
I'm giving it to Bartosz Schlich. I think he has been outstanding in the last three games for Atlanta United. He has been on fire. I think he is bringing something. He's bringing that energy. He's bringing it. He has been challenged and he has stood up to it. He has come in and said, I'm here. I'm ready to go. And whether it's leading this team on the field, getting everyone ready to go, winning those challenges, and just being a menace out there in the midfield, just winning balls back, creating things going forward, giving out those moments. I have been so impressed with Bartosz Schlich. He has really come to his own, and I'm here for it. I'm so here for it. So he's my man of the match.
Yeah, it's number two for him on the season. He's tied with Saba and Alexei Maranchuk. Jay Fortune leads the pack with three. We are at the midway point of the season, but nowhere close to the midway point of the full-time report just yet. When we come back, we'll take a listen back to the highlights and check back in for some more audio from Sports Illustrated Stadium. She is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. I'm Abe Gordon, live at the Kia Studios, and this is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back into the full-time report. It's Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz, Soccer Down Here, chatting about Atlanta United. Unable to tack on to the score sheet tonight. They fall 2-0 to the New York Red Bulls. The first of six road games, and also the midway point of the season. Let's hear how it broke down for the Red Bulls both times. These highlights are brought to you by SCANA. For over 20 years, SCANA Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. The ushers had barely finished showing us to our seats when the Red Bulls took their lead.
Seeing the Red Bulls' pressure, they can play a little bit more than they have in the past, but they're still based on the foundation wanting to press.
A giveaway by Almiron inside the arc to Harper, who dribbles in and scores. A horrendous, horrendous giveaway by Miguel Almiron, who puts his right arm up to apologize to his team immediately. That was a schoolboy error that gives the Red Bulls a one-goal lead.
That was in the third minute of action. What was it, Maddie? Was it midweek Wednesday? They allowed a fourth-minute goal, I think, and now a third-minute goal. So make sure you're in front of your TV sets when they take to the pitch again in a couple of Thursdays. It held at 1-0 for about 25 minutes, and then it was the Red Bulls able to beat an offsides trap. Eventually, a pass slotted across the middle to Choupo-Moting.
Now Hack dribbling off to the right and firing it down the right wing. A 2v1. Harper is behind Amador. Centering pass to Choupo-Moting, who slam dunks it. And it's 2-0 to the Red Bulls.
It would play its way the rest of the way at 2-0, although there were some questions about a set-piece goal Atlanta United had scored. It was then ruled offsides. We'll see throughout the evening if we can get any further clarity on that. But it is now the midway point of the season. Atlanta United is heading into an extended break, although a number of players for Atlanta United are going to be taking place with international duty. I know confirmed is certainly Latte Lath and Miguel Almiron. There's obviously a number of others who could be called up. So hopefully they can get some rested legs, even those who are participating with their national team, because 3 games in 7 days, 3 match days, the compression certainly caught up with you today. It'd be nice to be a little bit fresher when you return to New York this time. Well, I guess you didn't return to New York, but the Northeast, you know, New Jersey, New York. You get the point. You'll be at Yankee Stadium in a week and a half's time, hopefully with a little bit fresher legs and a fresh mindset.
Yeah, Bartosz Lisz is also one, too. That was announced earlier this week that he will go with Poland as well, and he absolutely deserves that call-up. Absolutely. Has been outstanding for Atlanta United in the last couple weeks. I'll reiterate my statement as well. I think he's been a bright spot, especially in the last couple of weeks for the Five Stripes, but yeah, I mean, I think you use this national break, especially with everything going on. You allow the guys who aren't being called up to come and, you know, get recuperated, get back to where they need to be, allow them to rest a little bit after this triple match week almost. You allow them to breathe a little bit to get those moments. And then also, too, the players that go to their national team, it's always a great thing to get to go play for your national team. It's an honor, and I'm very excited to see all of the players that do get called up for the national team for Atlanta United, because it's always fun to get to watch them play for their national teams. But I think Ronnie Dyla said it best, you know, it's when they come back from national team and they get ready for the next game against NYC, you got to be ready. You have to come back and they have to go back and compete together. And that's something that's going to have to happen when they come back. They got to come back, get back together and find that intensity. Because I think that's the one thing that Ronnie Dyla said today in today's match, is that that was what was missing. It was the intensity factor of it. And I don't want to say that we haven't seen intensity from them, because we saw intensity against Cincy. We saw intensity against Philadelphia. We saw intensity against Orlando, too. I think today you saw intensity, but I don't think it was from as a whole. I think you saw intensity from certain players, but it needed to be together, and it needed to be for the entire match. Because, again, going up against a New York Red Bulls team, they're very aggressive. They're very, very energetic. They're very intense very early on. You got to match that, and if not, be better than they are intense-wise. You have to go in. You have to match it. You got to be better, and it wasn't there.
No, it wasn't. And again, that's why I want to separate tonight's road match with the entire six-game span.
I completely agree with you.
Because I think, and this is where you can get in trouble, you can't let one game obviously affect others.
You can't.
And there's a situation now where you have some time to recover and reset. And maybe you do chalk this one up to a little bit of the compression and a little bit of a step back will help.
Yeah, because, and I even too, like, I even look at the way that this week played out too. And if you were to look at me and say, all right, out of these games, like, where do you want the wins? I wanted the two home wins because those are what is important, especially with earlier on the season dropping a lot of those points at home. You know, you're going on a difficult road stretch here shortly in six games. You want to pick up those home points, and you did. You did that. And if you got anything today, I would have been ecstatic if you got some points today. But for me, getting those 6 points at home was what you needed. And I think that is going to set the stage for going into the future, for going into these next six games. You got to go back to that. You got to look at those games and say, look at what we did here. Even look at the second half of Red Bulls and say, look at what we did here. Look what was working well. We need to take that and continue to improve it, and then take what wasn't working. Take the things that where we had a small mistake here and there. Fix those up, clean those up, and get ready for NYC.
When we come back here on the Full-Time Report, we'll try and grab any leftover press conference audio from the players. But I also want to kind of recap the first half for Atlanta United and take a couple macro thoughts on what has proceeded over the course of the season and what can be repeated and what needs to be eliminated over the course of the second half of the season. So we'll do a little bit more game recap and some macro discussion as well. It's Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here, Abe Gordon live in the Kia Studios. It is the Full-Time Report. Atlanta United falls to New York Red Bulls 2-0 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into the Full-Time Report. Atlanta United falls to the New York Red Bulls 2-0. Let's go back to Sports Illustrated Stadium. Brad Guzan at the post-game podium.
There's probably a handful of times where we beat it. We linked up and combined, and we switched the field, and we got into the attacking third. We get there, and then it kind of fizzled out a little bit. But, you know, outside of a handful of times, we didn't really beat it.
Was that part of the tactics tonight? Was that part of the game plan? Were runs supposed to be made behind and just not happened?
I think we were. It's always part of the game plan. You know, you obviously try to implement your game plan, but you also have to adjust and read the game. And if the game is telling you the space is in beyond, you've got to figure that out. Right? You've got to playing beyond, and you're going to need guys to run, and you're going to need the back line to squeeze up, and you know all the things that come with that. And like I said, we didn't solve that in the first half enough times.
After winning the previous two games and looking very good in attack, and then this game, which kind of looked a little like some of the previous eight before that, how do you avoid a drop in confidence and a possible regression, especially when so many guys are going out to camps now? You're not going to be able to train together and kind of talk about.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's not the end of the world. But again, just as I said to you guys after when we won, you know, midweek, we need to be better. We still need to be better. We need to grow. We need to get better in all areas of the game. And, maybe guys going away with their national teams and change of scenery and whatnot, all of a sudden maybe that gives them maybe a little bit of confidence, right? And representing their country, and you know, so hopefully we can use this time as a positive. And as you mentioned, we won't have everyone in the building, but still an opportunity for guys to be able to then come back and rejoin the group, maybe refreshed and with a bit of a chip on the shoulder that gives us that oomph to go into New York City.
You know what it's like to go represent your country, Miggy and Latte Lot, two guys who have struggled a little bit in front of goal right now. They get the chance to do that. How important can that be for their confidence coming back?
For sure. Like I said, change of scenery, personnel, going back to their home countries and, you know, some familiar faces on that side of things. And hopefully they can do that, right? We want them to go and do well and stay healthy and play well and hopefully not play too much so that when they come back, obviously we've got an earlier game in the week with it being on Thursday. But like I said, hopefully they can go get some confidence in terms of playing well, whether that's assists, goals, just playing, and hopefully they can bring that back to us.
Last four games before this one, the team's been one of the top five in goals, one of the top five in expected goals. It's looked more like I think everybody thought it would. What are the repeatable elements from this last five-game stretch for the second half of the season in your mind?
Yeah, I think when you look at some of the goals over the last X amount of games, there have been some really good goals. There have been some, you know, some gritty and scrappy and, you know, toe pokes in and around the 6-yard box and those type of goals. So we need to continue to probe and continue to do the things that we talk about in training, right? Whether that's get the ball wide and switching the field and crossing the ball, whether it's playing through the middle and supporting our front players with guys underneath, all these things, and we need to continue to probe the goal. And if we do that, and if, you know, you create chances, we've got the quality to go and finish these off. And so we just need to continue to believe in each other.
That was Brad Guzan, Atlanta United goalie and captain, after today's 2-0 loss on the road, Sports Illustrated Stadium, to the New York Red Bulls. And a couple of things that he said early on there that certainly stood out to me is knowing what Red Bulls is hoping to do. I think you designed your offense and defense and what you wanted it to look like, but it just didn't happen that way on the pitch, and specifically in terms of staying high, keeping a higher line. It cost you on that second goal as your offside trap failed because they weren't high enough, and then obviously just a bad pass mistake early on the first goal certainly cost you, and sometimes it's difficult. You have what you think is a good game plan. Can you execute it on the pitch? And certainly the Red Bulls have something to say about that as well. They have to be on the ball for that first goal. Cameron Harper needs to be ready to pounce. He did, and it puts you down 1-0. And again, you just weren't high enough on that second one, and kudos to Red Bulls for actually beating you. The other thing he said here, Matty, that I found interesting was a question about confidence. And sometimes you'll take a look at, now I do think Atlanta United needs to break in so just physically, but sometimes you say you don't want to break, you want to get back after it and kind of immediately rewrite what happened for different reasons that's not the case right now. But I will say this. Coming off of those two home victories that you have, I don't think one loss is necessarily a reason to drop confidence. I don't think it's a reason to believe that momentum is gone. I think it's a reason for you to believe that, say, hey, look what we did against two of the top five teams in the Eastern Conference. We still have a half of a season left to turn things around. If anything, the recent results, and that includes tonight, and includes the loss to Cincinnati, should be reasons that you stay confident knowing that team is in there. We got to change some things, and you and I are going to talk about what needs to be different in the second half coming up in a little bit. But I think what we saw, not just tonight, but in the past two results, reasons for confidence as you head into this break and into the second half.
Listen, this week has been very emotional, very, very taxing, but absolutely amazing because we got to see the picture that Ronnie Dyler's painting for Atlanta United. You found a formation that works with the group that you have, and it's working well. You're getting things going. You're making things happen. You're getting players in the attack. We're seeing players break through in those moments. I think Alexei Medanchuk has had a phenomenal couple of weeks, actually. And even I think he's finally coming there as well, especially with getting a goal, getting two assists on the night too. But I think he's been good for the last couple of weeks as well. But you're seeing players who are able to break through. I think Bartosz Leach is another one. Jay Fortune is another one. You're seeing players who are breaking through, and I think this formation is working very nicely. And you're seeing things that you can build off of and that are great. I think the big thing, especially when you look at Red Bulls, is just, again, the mistakes. It's just the mistakes that you have to watch out for. When you play that high line, you got to keep the pressure with it. You can't let the pressure fall off, because then you're going to allow Red Bulls to come in and sneak behind and are able to go through. You got to make sure you hold that too, especially when you are playing there, when you are playing that high line. When you make that pass, you need to know that Red Bulls are going to be right there to pick that up and find the back of the net, and that's what happened. You got to make – it's finding those little things there, but it, you're seeing the picture that's there, and I think you look at this week, and I think this week is a success. You get 6 points, and now – going into the next part of the season, in the halfway point of the season, you have some things to build off of. And so I think this break, it allows for players to rest, to get their minds back in and just get, just rest, honestly. I think, honestly, just rest is a big thing too, because I think we want to look at Red Bulls, and I think the mistakes have a big thing there, but I do want to also touch on, like, it is a triple match week. You're dealing with the tired legs. You're dealing with all of those factors too. And you get a chance to breathe. Players get to go to national team, which that can help boost confidence as well, especially coming back. And then hopefully by the time you get to that matchup on Thursday against New York, you get that confidence and that mojo and things are solid and ready to go.
When we come back, I want to take a look at what's happened here in the first half and what's to come in the second half. Maybe a couple of questions that Ronnie Dial is going to have to address over the course of the last 17 games. And also some questions about some players as well. So a lot still to come here on the Full-Time Report. Atlanta United falls on the road to Red Bulls at Sports Illustrated Stadium 2-0. That is Madison Cruz, soccer down here. I am Abe Gordon. It is the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. Atlanta United falls in the first of six straight road games, 2-0 to the New York Red Bulls. They're going to be back in the same area for their next match, but it's not until, what is it, Thursday? I got to look it up. Thursday, June 12th is when they'll be back there at Yankee Stadium against NYCFC. So it's going to be a little while, a little bit of a international break there for Atlanta United and for the entire MLS. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. It's going to change. I do believe at some point it will change, but for that to happen, you're going to need the second half of this season to not exactly mirror and echo the first half of this season. And Maddie, when I take a look at some of the things that went down over the course of this first half, I think the most significant, in my opinion, and I'm talking about as it relates to what's to come, right? 17 games down, 17 games to go. I think the most significant development over the first half of the season has been the reveal of the five in the back, and that being what works best with these guys. That, to me, is just a no-brainer. We have to move forward with that. I think Ronnie Dyla experimented quite a bit, especially from games like 4 to 12, trying to figure out what was going on. Injuries played a part in that. Effectiveness played a part in that, and maybe even some international duty as well. I'm trying to remember who may have missed games, whatever. I think now you've settled on three center backs and all that's going on there. I think that alone is reason to believe that the second half will be a better half of football for Atlanta United than the first half of the season, because you found something consistent that you're going to play and improve in.
I agree with you. I think, I don't know if necessarily, like, when you look at the formation, it fits with this group. And it took a little bit of time to figure out what worked, what didn't. You tried a couple different things as well, players in different positions. You tried a different formation. I think when you've landed on this one, it is able to bring out the best in all the players that you have, especially the players that are that you're using on the field too. And I think you're seeing players that are getting in those moments, that are creating those opportunities. And I think it's benefiting the team as a whole now. And I think that works. And I completely agree with you. I think you're seeing an effectiveness. I think for me is you got to keep the intensity in the attack. Like, I think in the last two games, we saw that from this group. I think you saw it in Cincinnati where they were able to hold on to the lead. They were able to extend the lead and keep things going and never let up. And in Orlando, you saw that they went down 2 goals and then were able to come back in and were able to win it 3-2. It shows the fight that this team has, and it shows the resilience this team has, and it shows the aggressiveness and the intensity that this team can bring. And I think that's something you got to carry over into the second half of the season. Keep that going. And you're seeing so many players emerge, I think, as leaders and as staples in this team. And again, I re-echo again, I think Bartosz Leish is one of them. I think we've seen it in so many moments with Bartosz Leish, and I think we have really seen him this season grow into that. In those moments where he's clapping, he's like, he's saying, come on, let's get back into this one. He's taken the moments. He's maybe taken a foul there to send a message, to get things going. I love that. And that's what we need to see more of, not only just from Bartosz Leish, but from everyone else on the field. And you're seeing those players emerge as leaders. It's not just Brad Guzan being a leader. You're seeing everyone step into those roles. Jay Fortune, Matt Edwards, Noah Cobb. We're seeing the homegrowns take a step there as well. Jay Fortune is a big one. Matt Edwards is another big one. How they've stepped into those roles and have cemented themselves as starters on this team because of what they've been able to do in the first half of the season.
The other thing that I need to see is obviously, and we look, it captured the team tonight and bit them and at multiple times over the course of the first half of the season, is teams have to work harder to score on Atlanta United. You can't be handing other teams goals. Tonight, it was Miggy in the third minute. At other times, it's been a bad bounce that gets by Derek Williams or whatever the mistake may be. Plenty of different players. It's been all over the place. Have to make it harder for teams to score. I think if you can do that, that certainly would set you up for a stronger second half as well. We have one segment left here, Maddie. I have a couple of things I want to ask you about in regards to the second half of the season. One of them being what I deem right now an open position battle. I know Falcons fans heading into training camp soon in a couple of weeks. They're going to be looking at position battles. I have one on the pitch. I want you to decide who is the alpha and who right now is maybe taking a backseat. I'll tell you what I'm talking about because you're looking at me with like a weird face. Don't know what's going on. I'll tell you what I mean. In 5 minutes, stick around. We'll see if Maddie can answer this for me. It is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz hanging out with you a couple more moments as we not only recap today's 2-0 loss for Atlanta United, but more so set the stage after somewhat of a break here for Atlanta United on the second half. Again, this is the midway point of the MLS season. The first half has not gone the way Atlanta United would have liked it to gone, but it did close on a relative upswing, although tonight certainly losing 2-0, not exactly the case, but again, a match week out of a possible 9 points, you pick up 6. You made some significant movement in the table, and you could see a path now to the playoffs. You're still going to need to find points on the road. There's no denying that, and this is a team that has not done that, and so that's one of the big tasks. 5 road games to start the second half of the season for Atlanta United. You certainly have to deal with that. The question I have for you, Maddie, is regarding one position battle. And up until, I would say, today, but more so until the next match, it had kind of settled and solved itself. And that is right wing back. And you had Brooks Lennon in there. He gets hurt. Saba comes in. I personally love what I've seen from Saba. Brooks had not been match fit. He gets back out there today, although he probably was never 90 fit today anyways. So he comes in and Saba moves over there to the left, and then Brooks is on the right. I think in your ideal lineup, though, it's one of those two guys. Pedro Amador is healthy and is in his regular spot on the left. There's no place higher up the field, in my opinion, right now in this formation for Saba. If he's going to be on the field, it's going to be in that right wing back position. That would take Brooks off the field. That, to me, seems like a real discussion for manager Ronnie Dyla, because it's one or the other. I don't think you can get both on the field with the way other guys in this formation have played, Jay Fortune and Matt Edwards and some of those names. What have you seen in the past 2-3 matches from Saba as the right wing back? And is there a case to start Brooks Lennon over him when all returns to form?
I mean, you look at the way that this formation is laid out, and I think both of them give you something very different if you want the right wing back position. I think they both give you something very different. I think obviously with Brooks Lennon getting the injury and him coming out, it allowed you to kind of figure out and move some pieces around. You were able to put Saba in that position to see what he could do. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that was the Philadelphia match. Am I correct, Abe? Maybe? Am I losing my mind? Right?
I think that was you're asking when he played 20 minutes and then came out?
I believe, yes.
Yeah, I
okay,
think so.
Okay, yes. So that allowed you to then, you had to unfortunately sub him out to then put Saba back in. Saba then played in that side, and you saw Saba. I think in the last couple of games, I've been impressed with Saba. I think Saba, we always talk about his work rate and just everything he brings you on the field. He leaves everything out on the pitch, no matter what it is, no matter how much time it is. He leaves it all out there. He's going to bleed when he is out there, and that's what you want. And I think right now when you're looking at the formation, I think there is a case. I think there is a case to look at it. But I think both players give you something very different. I mean, Brooks Lennon leads the all-time assists record in the club. In club history, he beat Julian Gressel, and I think you look at Saba as well. Saba has also done remarkable things as well. It's a discussion to be had, and I think you have this international break to let players go and play for their national teams and come back, and it's definitely going to be a discussion for when you get back and get everyone back for NYC, depending on who you have. I think it's a discussion that is going to be had, but I don't know if you can make any conclusive things right now, especially with Brooks slowly coming back from that injury and also too with Saba filling that role right now. But I think it is a discussion for sure. Absolutely.
I think the other thing that you look at and you say, we've gotten a big step up in performance from Alexi Maranchuk. You talked at length about Bartosz Sliszcz. Certainly Matt Edwards and Jay Fortune have racked up man of the matches, five of the last six or whatever the number is. That still leaves Miggy and Latte Loth. And I thought, especially Latte Loth, I thought was a little bit better tonight. Miggy obviously cost you the first goal. Then he kind of got on the high horse trying to make up for it. And so he was a little bit improved today. But ultimately, if you're going to pick up points on the road, if you're going to start to make some waves in terms of the Eastern Conference table, these two guys have to have goal contributions. And they have not had one for the most part in quite a while. As I look at the whole picture for Atlanta United and who needs to be better in the second half of the season, to me, the conversation starts and ends with those two designated players.
I think Brad Guzan said it best when he was asked this question by Jason Longshore after the match is, you know, both players are going to be called up to their national teams and they are going to go play for them. And that can help give a boost of confidence. That can help them out, especially we talk about all the time is, you know, when players get to go represent their national team, that's an honor. That's a huge honor. And you learn some different things. You can come back into the team with some new lessons and a new wave about you. And I think that is hopefully going to help these two players. I think Miguel Amaron, unfortunately, with the unfortunate pass that led to the first goal, but Jason said it. He worked hard to help make up for it. He was getting in there. He was working hard to make up for that mistake. It happens. Mistakes are going to happen. Ronnie Dyla said that. Mistakes are going to happen. It's how you recover from those mistakes. And I think Miguel Amaron did that. And it's, again, trying to figure out and get his mojo as well. I think it's the same thing with Latte Lath. It's trying to get the confidence and the mojo there. And hopefully with this national team call-up, that gives them that mojo because that's something that it can do. You go play for your national team, and you're going to go play in those matches, and that can help boost some confidence, especially coming back into the team when you get ready for NYC back on June 12th. But I think it's just finding the confidence and finding the mojo. And I think both players are working incredibly hard. It's just finding that one moment, that one spark, one assist, one goal. I think then you're going to see those two players really start to make waves up top.
Again, Atlanta United halfway through the MLS season. It has not gone as desired, but you have seen some uptick. And you have seen a little bit more reason to believe. And so, you know, for me, people can look at tonight as we wrap things up here on the Full-Time Report as, all right, that it killed your momentum. It's all over. It was a nice two-game run. I go the exact opposite way. Obviously, you didn't get the road win tonight. That's frustrating. But I thought the last two performances, and again, really three, not including tonight, going back to the Philly game, which you didn't get the result in, reason for confidence in the second half. I think you've started to play your best brand of soccer. And so now it's about, again, five straight road games. It can't be 0-5-0. You have got to find some points, and at least one of them has to be a win. It can't be, you know, I guess if you got five draws maybe, but like you got to pick up 3 points at some point here on the road trip. And again, it's a long road trip, five games. We're not going to take you all the way through the schedule till mid-June right now. Your next one is at NYCFC, Yankee Stadium, another place that you've had some trouble with. And so you've got to turn it around. But again, the performances have started to show. You started to find some goals. And even with a scoreless tonight, you got 7 goals in 3 games. And so some opportunities, again, you cut out some of those mistakes, an opportunity to make a run here in the second half. So as less than ideal as it is, as suboptimal as the placing is right now, you go back 10 days versus how you feel about it now, it is a completely different story. And that's my mindset heading into this international break and in a couple of days off.
I mean, listen, it's happened before. You look at what the Seattle Sounders have done a couple years ago. They were able, they were in the same position here now, and then towards the end, they made the run, and they won the MLS Cup.
You want to remind me who was handling some of those decisions?
I mean, there's a couple of names people might know. There's a couple of names people might know, especially familiar with the front office with Atlanta United right now. But again, I think that's totally possible. This isn't a, you look at the standings right now, and you think, oh, there's so much we have to do. Yes, there is, but you get a break here. You get an opportunity to kind of reset your mind, to kind of almost look at it like it's a new season. Look at it like it's a new season, and it's a new starting point. You take what you learned from the first half of the season, you move it forward to the second half, and you get things rolling again because anything can happen. You look at what happened with Seattle a couple of years ago. We're not doing well. We're kind of in the same position that Atlanta is right now. Had some moments where they looked good, but we're kind of sitting at the lower end of the table. We're able to go in and make a run and then win the MLS Cup. That can happen here with Atlanta United. You take the time, you figure out what works, what doesn't, you fill in those puzzle pieces, you move those strokes, you create the painting, and then we're going to get to a point where we're going to see a completed painting for what Ronnie Dyla wants for this Atlanta United side.
A special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio, for Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United. Safe travels back from the New York, New Jersey area. For Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here, I am Abe Gordon. Join us again, 6:30. And please note, is a special game day. 6:30 on Thursday, June 12th. Rare Thursday action. Thursday, June 12th for our next broadcast as Atlanta United is going to take on NYCFC. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 0 and the New York Red Bulls 2. That's going to do it for the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.